Investment flash.
Oil surged 6%, and the Strait of Hormuz, the world's key choke point, is basically shut. Let's get into it.
Welcome to Investment Flash, London edition, Thursday, July 9th. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald.
Gerald, your sell S&P 500 call from yesterday, futures are sliding, buddy. Prescient.
Yeah, look, oil at 6% will do that. But the buy gold call? GLD down 0.8%. So much for the safe haven.
Exactly. And that's what I want to dig into. The market's treating this like a spike, not a shift. But wait, the physical supply disruption at Hormuz is real. This isn't speculative.
No, for real. USO up 8.7% this week. Hormuz traffic a near halt. This is genuine supply shock.
And here's the thing, nobody's front paging. Brent's up 10%. European energy bills are going to explode. The ECB's inflation target just became a fairy tale.
Hold on, are we buying energy stocks here? XLE up 5%, but still 12% below its high. Tom?
XLE is a no-brainer. Oil stocks riding the Strait of Hormuz shutdown? This is a layup.
All right, calm down. Oil's up 62% year to date. This is a crowded trade, a ceasefire, and it reverses violently.
I'm going to push back here. Physical flows are disrupted. That's a different beast than a knee-jerk spike. The bears are ignoring the mechanics.
Fair enough, but the VIX is at 16. Nobody's scared. The equity market is barely blinking.
Yeah, but QQQ actually inched up 0.3% last session. Tech is basically shrugging off oil.
See, this is what I mean. The AI bid is providing a floor. That's the real macro underneath the noise.
All right, but the Fed minutes show a family fight over rates. Hawks pushing for hikes. Inflation expectations at multi-year highs. TLT near its 52-week low.
Ugh, bonds. Gerald, your bond doom loop returns. I feel like we're back in Q2.
Look, mate, when inflation expectations are 3.7%, long bonds are a sell. IEF down again. It's simple.
But wait, the short duration trade is incredibly crowded. One dovish word from the Fed and you get a short squeeze that makes your eyes water. TLT is a trap.
Gerald, she's got you on that one.
Yeah, to be fair, the market's pricing a September hike and three more by year end leaves zero room for disappointment.
Boutique banks. The FT nailed it. Evercore, Lazard, Moelis hired a bunch of expensive star bankers, and the deal recovery never showed. Now they're stuck with the bill.
I read that 3 days ago, but the margin squeeze is brutal. Moelis down 7.5% in one session. Classic fixed cost leverage working in reverse.
Brutal is right. PE of 16, though. That looks almost cheap on the surface.
No, Tom. If revenue doesn't recover, those earnings aren't real. It's a value trap. Evercore down 4.6. Lazard down 18 year to date. The revenue recovery is still a mirage.
Exactly.
Right.
That's the whole story.
And hey, as always, none of this is investment advice. Let's look at home builders. Dreamfinders boosted its bid for Beazer by 24% to $32 a share. BZH up 13%.
All right, but DFH dropped 5.5%. The acquirer is taking the hit. Integration risk, higher costs. The market's not loving it.
Hold on. BCH is only 3% below its 52-week high. The spread's thin. You're not getting much cushion for the full deal risk.
Yeah, but with the offer already sweetened, the probability's high. Still, point taken on the spread.
Evercore and Lazard bet on a deal rebound that's still on the tarmac. It's like prepaying for a vacation and getting a staycation.
Yeah, that's painful.
Or hiring a band for a party that never happens.
Apple and Broadcom, $30 billion chip deal from Apple. AVGO popped nearly 5%.
Buddy, that's a re-rating story. Broadcom's still 22% below its 52-week high. Visibility for years.
All right, but for Apple, it's a nothing burger, up 0.9%. It doesn't move the needle for the iPhone maker.
It's a supply chain win, but the real winner is Broadcom. Revenue concentration risk aside, that's a solid multi-year tailwind.
Exactly. And let's talk Korea. Retail trading and leveraged ETFs, and Samsung is now 70% of the whole market. EWI up 78% year to date. That's a Fragilov.
The bubble meter is screaming. Korea's market is a chip bet with leveraged sprinkles, and the sprinkles are on fire.
No, but that's exactly my point. The concentration is extreme, but Samsung trades at 14.7 times forward. The fundamentals aren't insane, even if the crowding is.
Buddy, it's a leveraged powder keg. One crack in the chip trade and the unwinding is violent. I'm selling EWI.
Fair enough. The fragility is the sell signal, regardless of the valuation.
Solar. China's top solar maker is replacing silver with copper in cell production. A structural shift. Sell silver, buy copper.
Honestly, it's just reading the demand shift. SLV down 3%, CEPA up 6% year to date. The solar switch is an emerging narrative.
Gerald's suddenly a commodity guy. What's next? You're going to pitch me on ag futures?
Look, it's not a pitch, it's the story. And copper's also getting a boost from AI demand. The metal shrugged off Iran strikes yesterday.
Right. And NVIDIA up 3.7%, semis up 2%. The AI electrification trade is a freight train.
Forward PE of 16 on NVIDIA? I mean, come on. That's not even expensive for the growth.
Yeah, look, I can almost stomach that. Almost.
Careful, Gerald. You're sounding bullish. Next, you'll be buying QQQ.
India rupee risk, oil spike hammering importers. India down 1.4%. Classic oil squeeze on deficit nations.
Any oil importing economy gets hit first. India, Europe, the second round effects are bubbling.
And Luxshare IPO flopped in Hong Kong. Apple supplier, $3.1 billion debut, and it dropped. FXI still up nearly 3%, so it's contained, but a weak signal for Chinese sentiment.
Yeah, that most original take from Bloomberg, the market's pricing a range of US-China outcomes, not a binary escalation, a wafer-thin margin of error.
Exactly. One misstep and the repricing is sharp. The market's living with a memorandum of misunderstanding. But the floor is fragile.
Which brings us to our view. Equities haven't fully absorbed this geopolitical repricing. Oil surged, but the S&P 500 slipped just 0.3%. VIX at 16. Complacent.
Wait a second. The gap between priced volatility and perceived risk is too wide. We see value in owning volatility, while staying long the AI and copper secular growth trade.
I'm with Marie. This is a two-way pull. You need the upside from AI and the hedge from the VIX. It's the cleanest expression.
All right. I'll stick to short TLT as my geopolitical hedge, but I see the logic. The oil move may be extended, but the risk isn't priced in.
We're back later today for the New York edition at 9 a.m. New York time. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
Until then, keep your stops tight. It's going to be a wild one.
See you in a few hours.
Market.